Mark Green, GOP is lockstep on border wall, we are not giving in. By Robert Krajicek on January 17, 2019. Representative Mark Green, RTN, told Breitbart News on Wednesday that House Republicans are in lockstep and altogether on the issue of border security amidst an ongoing partial federal government shutdown. Offering his remarks in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Green said, "The Republican caucus, usually we tend to not stick together. As you know, the Democrats seem to be able to stick together better than we do, and they've done that in the past. This time, we're lockstep. We know this issue is critical. It's worth putting a stake in the ground and saying, we are not giving in. The American people want border security. This president has sort of said, how about 234 miles? And how about 2,000 more law enforcement officers? And how about 750 more Border Patrol agents? Listen." Green continued, "Donald Trump has made, I think, a great effort to use 21st century technology on the part of border security, and Democrats are just ignoring it. They don't want to negotiate. They have no interest in it. We're lockstep. We're all together, and we're not giving in." Green added, "Democrats came to us today with, what if we just opened it for 14 days or for 21 days? Any promises they make at this point have no merit." Polak responded, "Right. You say, let's open it, again, and at the end of 14 days. If they don't want to come to an agreement, you're in the same position you're in now, and you've lost the support of your own side." Green replied, "Yes. That's right." Mansour segued to the issue of healthcare. "This whole standoff is not what the American people want to happen," said Mansour. "We didn't vote for this gamesmanship going on. We want a wall. We voted for a wall. We also voted for movement on things like healthcare." Mansour highlighted Green's professional background as a physician and military veteran. Green served two tours in Afghanistan and a tour in Iraq as a member of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division. Mansour said, "As a member of the Tennessee State Senate, you had worked on the healthcare issue trying to find innovative ways to get some solutions concerning healthcare. This is needed now more than ever, because right now, according to the latest Gallup poll that came out on Monday, we learned that 70% of Americans, 7 in 10 Americans, believe that our current healthcare system has major problems or is in a state of crisis." Green explained how both healthcare consumers and providers are often ignorant of pricing given the status quo of the healthcare system. Green explained, "The real issue in healthcare is the incentives are backwards. We have not incentivized people to save or shop for price. It's gotten so bad that if you go to your doctor and ask, how much is this knee replacement? The physician probably doesn't even know. And there may be 5 different prices because with each payer, with each insurance company, there's a different price, because they've independently negotiated with each of those." Green added, "It also explains why inflation in healthcare has grown at twice the rate of the rest of the economy for 30 plus years. What we've got to do is incentivize people to shop and save, and health savings accounts to that. You have a system where patients are paying first dollar out of their own pocket, they consume significantly less healthcare. We have got to get people shopping for healthcare again. Obviously, there are people out there we need to help. We give Medicaid and we have Medicare, which people pay into. Let's take a Medicaid patient, we are helping them and providing them with resources for healthcare. We need to find a way to incentivize them to save and to shop for price." Green proposed, "My idea was a swipe card similar to the EBT card. What you don't spend of this card, you're going to get it back at the end of the year as a part of your earned income credit. Now the patient is motivated to shop, save, and only spend when they need to. It will also allow the free market back into healthcare. Right now, there's no free market in healthcare. Some people would suggest a free market can't work in healthcare, but it can. Look at laser eye surgery. When it came out, it was $6,000 an eye. While the technology has gone up, the price has fallen to almost like, I saw it the other day, $300 an eye. And the ophthalmologists are doing just fine. When we let the market set the price, it's significantly lower. We've got to get people spending first dollar out of their own pocket and shopping for price. The true problem in healthcare is we have patients improperly incentivized." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.